Hello, and welcome to, I think it's episode 10, but I don't know, it might be 9, and of the Townsend Training Podcast. I am very short on time. I have had a mega busy couple of weeks, so I'm going to be openly honest, and I'm going to try and keep this as short as possible, but also as informative, because I anticipate this will be one that is listened to more than most, purely because of the title. Visible Abs, Pinnacle of Health and Fitness, question mark, how to get them, are the sacrifices worth it? Now, I'm going to give you information. Some of you will have read some of this on the blog, which I will put in the show notes and tag, but I'm going to elaborate a little bit more on it and give a bit more of my reasonings why I think certain things of it and why actually aiming for having visible abs or the six pack, inverted commas, might not actually be the thing that's going to make you happy. Now, don't get wrong, it is one of these that is plastered all over the place. Magazines, Facebook, Instagram. You look at someone that's got 300,000 followers, the chances are they've put pictures of their abs all over the place. It's probably the honest answer. And yes, they might be good to look at, but actually, being realistic, if you are walking around shredded with six-pack abs, you are probably living a very, I don't want to say unhappy, because some people might be happy making all them sacrifices, but in general, everyday life, practicality for people that work with kids who want to go out, it might not be the be all and end all of what you're actually after. I've almost put a bit of a negative on, haven't I? Just a little bit. But first of all, the abs, what are they? Some people might not actually know. The abs, generally, their main job is to stabilize the core, so your middle, stabilize the spine. And I've said it before, your body's primary role is to keep you alive. That is it, full stop. It doesn't care about how much fat you've got, how much of this, how much of that. That's why people who live in colder, like in the Arctic, will generally have a more body fat, because the body's like, well, I need this to stay alive, so I'm going to keep it. That is all the body is there for. So four muscles generally that make them up. TVA, transverse abdominis, is the, call it a deep lying one. It is basically, it doesn't surround the spine, but it sits at the front of the spine and works in conjunction with the back muscles, so they're like lower back muscles, erector spinae, for those who want to go and do some Googling, stuff like that, to basically stabilize the core and make sure it doesn't get damaged under load. More of it, if you are sort of doing heavy squats and stuff like that, or squatting in general, you will be using that to stabilize and stay nice and upright, nice and strong around the middle. Then you have two side ones, external obliques and internal obliques, generally the same sort of job, to twist, to flex, to bend the core. One lies almost on the outer bit, one lies on the inner bit, internal, external, but generally do the same sort of job. And then you have the abs, we'll call them rectus abdominis, which are the muscles across the front. Basically, the muscles are given the image or the view of the six pack, the eight pack, due to sort of bands, basically. So you've got a band that goes basically straight down the middle. Like everybody, connects sort of from the bottom of your ribs, if you feel your ribs, connects from the bottom there, and then goes down, and then you've got sort of bands that go across, which give it the sort of look. The bands were, vertical one is, linear alba, and then you have the horizontal ones, which are the tendinosus something or other, intersection it is, isn't it? Yeah, which go across, which give you the look, and basically you develop the muscles underneath and they then push out effectively against them bands, which give it the look. Now, going a little bit science here, a muscle is a muscle regardless of where it is in terms of physics. In order to develop a muscle, you must stress that muscle overload it, let it recover, and go again in order to make it stronger, thicker, more developed. The abs are no different. The abs is no different to a bicep. The abs is no different to legs. If you want to see it and become more defined, you have to build it. And you get a lot of people sort of have their goal as, what's your goal in health and fitness? My goal is to tone up. Basically, what you're looking to do is to develop muscle and reduce body fat. It is the honest answer, and that's what you're looking to do. So that is how you build abdominals. Now, a lot of people sit there and go, well, I don't know how to do that. If you lie on the floor, and this is written in the thing, I'm going to say it anyway. If you lie on the floor, put your hands on your rectus abdominis, and then all I want you to do is to squeeze as hard as you possibly can. All you're trying to do basically is squeeze your rib cage almost down towards your pelvis. All that will happen is your shoulder blade should now just lift off the floor. You don't need to come all the way up to the top. What you've just done there is create a very, very powerful contraction. Now do that 10 times. I will wait. I'm joking, I won't wait. You've then basically... a crunch, people have various names or sort of views of what they are. That is what I would call a crunch. A sit-up, if you come all the way up, you then start bringing in your hip flexors and things like that. And don't get me wrong, they are good. They can help with sort of running and bringing your leg through and stuff like that, which is why they get thrown into sessions and stuff like that, because they are good. But to just develop your abs, it's all about mind-muscle connection. Is think about the muscle you're actually trying to work and feel it. Feel it, squeeze it, know. A lot of it, I suppose, comes from understanding. And like I always say to people, I say, ask a question. And that is what you are looking to, and that's how to develop. So to develop your abs in order to make them visible is you need to stress them through crunches and various things. Leg raises for sort of lower portion of your abs, lower half. And then Russian twists, rotational planks, that sort of thing. Planks generally are very good for strong core, which is why they are hugely, hugely important, particularly in terms of injury reduction, prevention, that's the word I want. Now, we've developed abs. We still can't see them. Why? This is the problem for most people, is you have a layer of fat that covers the top of them, which is why you'll generally be able to feel them underneath if you poke hard enough. But you won't be able to see them because you have got that layer of fat. How do you get rid of it? Reduce body fat. You can't spot reduced body fat from a certain place. You can't just go, I'm going to do a load of crunches and lose body fat from your middle. It does not work like that. Body loses body fat as a whole. The whole. Calories in, calories out. Eat less than you burn. Okay? It's the only way. I know it's written everywhere, but it is the only way to do it. There are different ways of doing it. Diets left, right and centre that you can follow. You need to find the right one that works for you. If you want help with this, ask me. Message me. There's not tricks to it. It's not, you can't get around it. You can't trick the body. You cannot give it a false reading, if you like. It doesn't work like that. You, over a prolonged period of time, you have to burn more calories than you are eating in order to reduce the body fat of the whole body, which in turn will then reduce body fat from your stomach as well. Different people store it in different places. If you are really unlucky and you store it around your middle, which most people generally do, is it will take longer to see. You'll have, you know, quite well-defined shoulders, if you like, arms, legs. But due to its genetic makeup, you know, most research suggests as to where people store body fat, is it will generally take longer to see it. Now, this is where we're going to go a little bit into your head. In order to get body fat low enough to see abs, you are looking at single figures, 8%, 7%, somewhere like that. That takes a lot of dedication, a lot of sacrifices, and I don't mean lots and lots of crunches. We are talking lifestyle, I guess is probably the bigger word. I know I don't like to say it, but in a diet is restricting things. If you want to get that low on body fat, you need to give things up. It's probably the honest answer here. Cakes, crisps, chocolate, sweets, processed food, that sort of thing. Alcohol is a big one. And then that's where you then have to ask yourself, is having abs actually going to make me happier? Now, I'm going to jump to the conclusion and say, probably not. Okay? That's not me telling you what you think. That's just me. For most people, people enjoy having a drink. People enjoy eating cakes. People enjoy going out for meals with friends. People enjoy, a relaxed lifestyle is probably the wrong way of putting it. But giving them up is going to make you not very happy. And I'm a big believer of you have to love the process in order to love the end goal. So if you don't love the process of getting to abs, then you're not going to, it's false happiness. You are not actually going to be happy when you've got them, is my opinion. A different way round of looking at it is if I gave you abs tomorrow and I was like, there you go, change your body, is how long would you be able to maintain them? Because you don't know how you got them. You don't know the hard work that went into them. You would give it a couple of weeks and they would slowly disappear because your habits are enjoying the life you are currently living. So that's sort of if you love the process and you're going, right, I like eating cakes, I don't like eating crisps, I don't like going out, then you'll be far in a better place to achieve, if you like. Although, is it really an achievement? Yes and no. It's a very good result of a committed time, should we say. But the question is, are you happier as you are? Or do you think you might be happier with abs? That is, I suppose that's the balance and scale. Where do you want to be? You can be healthy, fit, athletic, be able to play with your kids, be able to run around the field, be able to live longer without having visible abs. You don't need them. It's become a sort of thing, you must have this in order to be healthy. It's not the case. If anything, sometimes you can be unhealthier with abs because of what it does to hormones in the body, downregulates a whole load of systems and stuff like that, and your hormones will be completely out of whack. It has been known that some females actually stop having periods and stuff like that because the cycle just goes, turns in, just blows up because the body's like, what on earth is going on? Because the body's sole job is to keep you alive. Now I'm going to end it there before I rabbit on anymore. I've done about 14 minutes maybe. Thank you for listening once again. I think it's going to be a well listened to episode, if I'm really honest. If you are listening to this before the 1st of June, there is still a chance to jump on our early bird price of the experience. I'm not going to say a lot about it. It is an event that will push you to your limits. And I'm going to say no more than that. If that sounds like something that you want to do, jump on. Jump on and give it a go. I guarantee to you, you will not regret your decision. If you like running and testing yourself in runs, I'm not going to say it's like that because it's not. But if you like testing yourself and seeing how far you've improved since starting some kind of exercise routine, this is definitely the type of thing you want to come and try. It will be unbelievably good. Now, I'll hold it there. Thank you for listening. Any feedback, which I'm expecting that there might be a few actually, send me a message. Send me an email. Find me on Facebook, Instagram, all that good stuff. And I answer back to everyone. I do answer to everyone. And let me know your thoughts. Let me know if this has helped. And I will reply in kind. I will hold it there. Once again, thank you for listening. And I will speak to you soon.